Some students may feel they need coffee to help get them through their maths homework. But can maths help with making coffee? Scientists think it can, as I heard from our correspondent.
Well, scientists wanted to make a mathematical model of the perfect cup of coffee using a drip filter machine. So they used equations to perfectly simulate, or as much as they could, the conditions inside a drip filter. So they really wanted to use this to design better machines.
Yeah, you wouldn't have thought there were that many variables when it comes to making a cup of coffee. How much difference does it make?
Well, grain size is a key thing. I mean, when you've got larger grains and the water flows through them more quickly, it tends towards a more watery cup of coffee. You've got smaller grains and the water flows through more slowly, and that tends towards a bitter tasting coffee. People want to tailor it because there's a big market in this, and, you know, the drip filter machines are increasingly coming within the home. So people want to kind of do it from that angle, getting the coffee out of the beans and working backwards to find out what parameters you need to achieve it.
But presumably because each person has a different taste, it's going to be difficult to come up with just one formula.
Yeah, that's right. There's no specific formula, but what they might be able to do is, by this mathematical understanding, make machines more precision, use a more scientific approach so that you can vary the grain size, vary the water flow through it, and that will maybe, you know, just allow you to kind of get closer to that ideal of your perfect cup of coffee, not too bitter, or maybe a little bit bitter, or more watery, however you like it, really.
So is there an actual equation?
There's lots of equations that they used. What they described it as was the way that they used fluid mechanics to understand Formula One. So there's lots of maths involved in designing Formula One cars now. And that's what they want to do for the drip filter machine. You know, the coffee market's huge. It's $100 billion a year. And there's about 16 million coffee machines sold each year in Europe. There are lots of other things they don't understand, like the way that the coffee moves around when it's going through the filter. And they also want to know how you put the water in. That's the key thing that affects the taste. So, and there are lots of big companies putting resources into, you know, really refining the technology behind some of these machines. So I think it's probably going on at the moment. You might see improvements in the next 5 years and the next 10 years.
65 drawings claimed to be by the Dutch artist Vincent van Gogh have been unveiled in Paris.